it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
Good morning. It's the 19th of April. It's a beautiful sunrise here in Sao Paulo in Brazil, where I'm speaking tomorrow with Mark Z. We're in a fascinating time right now. First of all, before we start, there's a bit of misinformation out there. People are saying that I'm here in Brazil and then I'm heading down to South Africa. I can assure you I'm not. I'm here in Brazil, and then after Brazil, I'm going to Miami, and after Miami, I'm going to London, then after London, I'm going home. So any misinformation out there that says I'm going to South Africa, they know more than I do, which I doubt. I'm not. I'm here in Sao Paulo. A shout out this morning to Anna Marins and Mariana Marins, who translated my videos now for 4 years for the Brazilian people in Portuguese. Huge thank you. They've done amazing work, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow in Sao Paulo. Anybody wants to come and join us, please do. Anna Marins has organized it all. Mark Z, myself, will be there, and it'll be a very, very good day.
Starting in the UK, Charlie, another weapons factory has gone boom. A factory owned by BAE Systems, which is the biggest military contractor in the UK, has gone boom in Glascoed in Wales, and they are still investigating the cause now as to why it went boom.
We're going to see a lot of this, Paul.
China writes off Zimbabwe's debt in honour of country's independent celebrations.
Drew, very, very important point there, because we're seeing debt being written off all over the place. Country's debts, personal debts. This is all part of Nasara Jasara. And people say it's not happening. Well, it is happening, and it's happening in plain sight. But people are not putting one and one together to make two.
Charlie, do you think the debt might be in dollars?
It may be, yeah. It might be in fiat currency, Paul, which is fresh air. So it's fairly easy to wipe off a fresh air debt.
Well, the CIA warns Ukraine could lose the war to Russia by the end of the year unless the United States sends more military.
Well, this is all about sending more money. And I had this discussion yesterday. Because when the guy that was sending the platform, the digital platform that was sending the money from the Democrat Party to Ukraine, Sam Bankman-Fried, in his company, it was bouncing back to the Democrat Party. It was the biggest laundering machine on the planet. None of the money actually got through to Ukraine. It all went back to the Democrat Party donors. And that's why they've become incredibly wealthy. It's nothing more than money laundering. So when they're saying we need more money for the war in Ukraine, it goes into a system and then bounces back to all the people who say we need more money. It goes to them, not to the cause. It is blatant money laundering at the highest level.
Well, off the back of that, Charlie, I've got some big news. Aid for Israel is really kids for cash. US senators and the money they receive from Israel lobby groups, I will personally be giving the names of 30 plus senators and how much they received on the Insiders Club tomorrow.
That's very big news, Drew. We've had the list. We now know the amounts of money that they've received by the Israel lobby group to back Israel. They've been paid to do it. They've been compromised. They've been blackmailed. We now have the evidence. And you'll find out that on the Insiders Club on Saturday, tomorrow.
The UN has publicly spoken out saying that Israel is not allowing them to interview the victims of the October the 7th attack.
This is very important, Paul, because people will understand how much Israel are controlling everything on this at the moment. People need to wake up to the truth. But those people, and I don't want to keep saying this, I told you so, but I did tell you that Israel would be last. I did tell you that Iran would deal with Israel. I told you this a year ago. Just because it didn't happen a year ago doesn't make me wrong. It just made me ahead of the game.
Breaking news, the International Monetary Fund is warning that countries need to rebuild their rainy day funds and get debt down, and that the medium-term prospects for global growth were at the lowest in decades. The complaint filed by Patrick Colbeck alleges Mr. Poulos committed 15 counts of perjury during his testimony before the MI Senate Oversight Committee on December the 15th, 2020.
And a big shout out today to Andrew Bridgen. And Andrew's a good friend of mine. I've met him in the Houses of Parliament. He was trying his best to bring to the attention of the United Kingdom the excess deaths through vaccination. And he was, after many, many, many attempts, was finally given his moment that was cut in half, and everything was put in his way to stop the truth coming out. This is how corrupt the government of the United Kingdom is. They will be dismantled, the lot of them. They will be removed. This is part of the pantomime to show the public how corrupt the system is.
And staying on the UK, Charlie, the UK has made deep fake AI videos illegal. Even creating them in the privacy of your own home is illegal. And I think this is a very, very good thing, Charlie, especially what's been happening with you lately.
Yeah, it is. And also, it'll stop things coming out about Kate Middleton. We won't hear a thing if they made it illegal.
Senior Tories fear super-rich donors have a stranglehold over Downing Street as they claim that the Conservative Party is now more reliant on small groups of donors than it has been since the records began more than two decades ago, according to an analysis of records held by the Electoral Commission.
Having been to the Houses of Parliament, they're not just dependent on donors, they're dependent on donuts.
Oh, that tickled me, Charlie. The UN has voted on whether to recognise Palestine as a full member state. Guess what? It failed. No surprise there. 15 member states voted at the Security Council. 12 voted yes. 2 abstained, which were Britain and Switzerland. And guess what? One nation, the superpower, used its super veto ability. The United States said no. They want this war to continue.
Of course they do. And it's very interesting, Paul, that the United States have been putting sanctions on countries around the world for years if they don't do what the United States wants. But now the United States is having sanctions put on them, and so is Israel, and they're crying like babies. They've never had it turned on them. As we pointed out last week, the Chinese yuan, which is their currency, which is now asset-backed, did more trade last week than the US dollar. So we're seeing a shift in the way that the world is run.
Going back to Britain, the British government was willing to risk infecting NHS patients to get lower priced blood products. According to a document that campaigners claim proves state and corporate guilt in one of the country's worst ever scandals, a public inquiry into the deaths of an estimated 2,900 people infected with conditions such as HIV and hepatitis will publish its final report in May, 4 decades after the NHS started prescribing blood and blood products.
This is disgusting, and we need to get right on top of this. The trouble is when you're dealing with corrupt pharmaceutical companies, corrupt politicians, corrupt big tech, it's very, very difficult, but it's not impossible. I'm also going to make a specific point today. I have to be very careful how I say this. There's a lot of people that are aware about the accusations against Prince Andrew over the past few years to do with Ghislaine Maxwell, to do with Epstein Island. Let me assure you of one thing. That is distraction. Charles is 10 times worse than Andrew. I'll leave it at that without saying any more. Do your own research.
Okay, lastly, guys, a UK-founded website used to defraud victims on an industrial scale has been infiltrated, leading to scores of arrests around the world, the Metropolitan Police has said. As many as 70,000 UK victims were tricked by the site scams, which obtained 480,000 card numbers and 64,000 PINs globally. Law enforcement agencies have arrested 37 suspects across the UK and around the world, including at Manchester and Luton airports, as well as in Essex and London. LabHost, a scammer site set up in 2021 by a criminal network, enabled users to set up phishing websites designed to trick victims into revealing personal information such as email addresses, passwords, and bank details. Phishing is a form of scam where attackers deceive people into revealing sensitive information by masquerading as a legitimate person. Criminal subscribers were able to log on and choose from existing sites on request bespoke pages, replicating those of trusted brands, including banks, healthcare agencies, and postal services. LabHost even provided templates and an easy-to-follow tutorial allowing would-be fraudsters with limited IT knowledge to use a service. At the end of the tutorial, a robotic voice told fraudsters, "Stay safe and good spamming."
Do not be scammed. There are many fake accounts out there and fake things out there trying to attract you. This is how Satan works. If somebody claims to be Charlie Ward and asks you for money, it's not me. I don't ask anyone for money, not for quantum wallets, not for quantum anything. I don't ask people for money. If somebody's asking you for money, it's not me. There was a new account yesterday set up. It's already got 20,000 followers asking for quantum money on LinkedIn. It's not me. Come to my website at charlieward.com. And that was the news on the 19th of April, 2024. We look forward to seeing you on the Insiders Club tomorrow for all the latest updates and again on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend.
See you later, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.